This issue of Living Lutheran includes a number of reader-submitted recipes, and unfortunately they don't translate in audio form, but the article Sharing Faith and Food does. The editor notes that this August we invited ELCA Synod bishops to send their favorite food and faith stories, so that's what we'll continue with. This first from Tracy Bartholomew, who is Bishop of the New Jersey Synod. Hers is entitled Love in a Glass. My love of root beer floats goes way back to my childhood. Whenever I was sick, my maternal grandfather would make us what he called a brown cow, several scoops of vanilla ice cream in a large mug topped with foamy root beer. It wasn't your typical get-well meal, but it did lift my spirits and felt like love in a glass. And since then, root beer floats have been my go-to beverage to mark a variety of occasions. In our Synod office, we get out the ice cream and root beer for birthdays, for down days that need a little pick-me-up, or just to celebrate being a team working together. And this year, even though the Synod office was closed due to the COVID-19, the staff gave me a six-pack of root beer and a half-gallon of vanilla ice cream for my birthday, and leaving it on my porch and texting me a notice that it was there so I could claim it before the ice cream melted. The simple treat still tastes like love in a glass. This from Paul Eggensteiner, Bishop of the Metropolitan New York Synod. We called her Granny, and she was my father's mother, and she and my grandfather lived in a city block away from St. Philip, the church we attended as a family. Often, on Sunday afternoons, you could find us at Granny and Poppy's for Sunday dinner. You could find us there most holidays as well, 20 or more gathered around the dining room table and the supplemental kids' table. Granny was the absolute head of her kitchen and did most of the work preparing a sauerbraten that would become the centerpiece of good conversation. Mealtime was a chance to discuss politics, work, the joys of raising children, and all those things that bind a family together. It was from this family, too, that I first learned about faith. We would easily move from a meal around the Lord's table to a meal around our table, and love, God's and ours, for one another, embraced it all. Susan Kendea, Bishop of Central States Synod, writes, I grew up at Ascension Lutheran Church in Colorado Springs, Colorado. In the early 70s, the congregation sponsored refugee families, helping them resettle in the area. And my family worked closely with a family from Vietnam, and in an expression of gratitude, they invited us over for dinner one night. I was very nervous about going because I was an extremely picky eater. I was a great frustration to my parents. I didn't want to offend anyone, but I wasn't sure I could force myself to eat strange food. I don't remember the name of the dish this family made, but I do remember not only being able to eat it, but actually liking it. This was the first time I really connected to food with hospitality and began to understand why it was so important for Jesus to share meals in the gospel. This from Constance Hagmeier, Bishop of the South Dakota Synod. I didn't realize how much food has shaped my identity until my family and I immigrated to the U.S. My first call took me from Germany to the far northeast corner of South Dakota, where lutefisk and lefse were readily available at the local drive-thru, but I wasn't able to find the ingredients I needed to prepare a traditional German Christmas dinner. And after eating lutefisk and lefse along my parishioners, I began to quest to host a German Christian dinner for them. And 21 years later, I happily invite 300 people to our table for Christmas dinner. I place an order with a nearby Hutterite colony for a fattened goose. Only a certain brand of flour is deemed acceptable for my homemade spätzle and soft, warm bread. My husband raises red cabbage in our garden, and if I'm really lucky, one of my dairy farmers brings us a pint jar of real cream. Our children have learned how to make those family dishes and love gathering around the table to celebrate community, family, and how to make a home away from home. Last year, the staff and I prepared a traditional German Christmas dinner for 100 people to raise funds for Lutheran Outdoors in South Dakota. Just as lutefisk and lefse may not be everyone's favorite, goose and spiced red cabbage aren't either. But one thing is certain, we'll never forget that dinner. Some call it team building, and I call it sharing my life for the sake of building community. And all are welcome at the table. And finally, from Greg Allen Satterley, Bishop of the Northwest Lower Michigan Synod. Every year before my students preach their first sermons, my wife Kathy baked oatmeal scotchies, which I gave them as a token of God's love and prayers. When we were called to the office of bishop, Kathy baked these cookies and worked with a military chaplain in our congregations to send them to his troops on a military base. Visiting that base, I learned that the only sugar soldiers in basic training are allowed our cookies from the chaplain after church. It was so fun to be the bishop of the church that sent the cookies. One soldier explained that the only thing that got him through boot camp was Jesus and these cookies. After all, Jesus said, "Whoever gives a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." This is equally true for oatmeal scotchies. The reward is the faith that comes from sharing Jesus' love.